Hey there, this is Adam Zekas with Tom Kissingberry from the IDP Read and React IDP podcast right here at TLF. Say hello, Tom. Cheerio, chap, golly, good gosh. Here I am. Great. Anyway, if you're interested in getting started with IDP and Dynasty Leagues or looking for a way to dominate your IDP leagues, then our show is for you. Isn't that right, Tom? Ah, yes, my good man. And of course, I bring the coveted data and insight that can only come from a monarch-loving, tea-slurping, crumpet muncher such as myself. Yep, very, very cool, Tom. Very cool. Well, you can find our podcast right here in the DLF family of podcast feed on DynastyFootball.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at The Read and React.
Let the games begin! Let the games begin!
Pass out, all my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 70-something of Dynasty Game Night. I am your host once again, Rocky Petrella, at Dynasty FF Addict on Twitter. I hope you're not getting sick of me, as I've been kind of taking over the reins here for a lot of this year. I do know Russ has a game coming up soon, so you will get to hear somebody else soon. But again, it's me this week, and we got three new contestants. Very much looking forward to tonight. So. First, I'll go clockwise here. We have Izzy Alkafas from the Dynasty Trade Calculator. Izzy, how you doing tonight?
Really good. Really good. Thanks for having me. Looking forward to getting my ass kicked.
Everybody seems to think they're getting their ass kicked tonight. So as from our pre-show conversation. But we also have David Glidden, which may not be a name you're totally familiar with, unless maybe you listen to Commission Impossible. He's been on there quite a bit recently. He's kind of more of a behind the scenes guy. He's not a podcaster, but he's creating content in a sense because he's come up with numerous different kinds of leagues that have come up on Commission Impossible. And I know he's also working with John Bosch on his Kaleidoscope leagues. I think he told me he's working with Ryan McDowell on a league. So he's got a lot going on. It's just a little more behind the scenes. But David, how you doing?
Doing good, Rocky. Thanks for having me, and excited to follow you to whatever podcast you host next. It seems like you keep expanding your universe, so fun to be here with you tonight.
Yeah, I'm doing what I can. I'm just trying to take over the fantasy podcasting universe, I guess. But here's another guy who's doing that. He's with Dynasty Vipers. He's with the DLF. It's Cal Shoemaker, is it?
Shoemake, yeah, Shoemake. No R. Everybody likes to add the R on there.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just know you as Calvin and Hobby. So, yeah. but he's doing all sorts of stuff. Cal, how you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing awesome. Good to see you again. Last time I saw you, we were on that Eagles podcast together, right. And excited to have a chance to hang out with you guys tonight.
Okay, so I'm very excited as well. Got a good group here, so let's get right to it. We got three games tonight, as always. Again, as always, have to have the name game, our name game. I'm going to call this the classic name game because we also have another name game. It's a different type of name game. I've done it on his previous show if you listen to the show, for those listening. But I'll get into that. I'm just going to call it name game 2.0. I'll get into the rules for that when we do it. And then there's also a game that I also done before that I came up with for the show, which is called This Guy or That Guy, which is an ADP-based game. So our pre-show conversation, Izzy seemed pretty not thrilled about the name game. So I'm going to let Izzy pick first which game he wants. Do you want to get the name game out of the way, or do you want to do something else first?
Yeah, I want to get that out of the way.
Okay, we'll start with the name game then. And hopefully I explain this well, because like I say this every time I host, we brutally mess this up, the explanation, every time. But the way the name game works, for anybody who doesn't know, there is a theme to the name game, which I'll get to in a minute. And what's going to happen is there is a the answer is part theme, part NFL player, and the two have to run together. They have to overlap by at least one syllable. Some people have tried to do it with a letter. It's not a letter. It has to be one sound that has to run into the other. Trying to think of what we did. Like, for example, on the last one, I believe that was the MCU one, and there was like, it was like one of the answers was Noah Fantman. So at least one syllable has to overlap. It could be even more. But so that's how it works. There is whatever I say first is what comes first. If I say the player, which is going to be not the player, but what I'm going to do is give you a division and a position. So that's how, that's your kind of clue to the player. Then I'm also going to say a clue to the theme. So whichever part I say first, the clue to the theme or the clue to the player is what comes first in the answer. The way you're going to answer is by saying your name. If you think you know it, that's basically like your buzzer. And if you get it with no hints, you get 3 points. You can get a hint to the theme part of it. You'll get, or you can get a hint to the player part of it. If you get one hint, it's 2 points. If you need both hints, it's 1 point. And if you guys don't get it, it's obviously 0 points. So I think that's everything. Hopefully I explained it well enough. The theme tonight, I figured, you know, Scott Fishbowl season is here. As we're recording this, it's late June. And I think by the time it's released, we'll be pretty close to the drafts at that point. So I wanted to do a Scott Fishbowl theme. So what I am doing is the answers all have a Scott or a fish in the answer. So that's what your theme is for tonight, for Scott Fishbowl. So I guess we'll get right to it with the first one. And your clue is, and Izzy's not going to love this one because it's pop culture related, but lead character on a popular workplace sitcom and NFC South wide receiver.
Cal.
Izzy.
Oh, well, Izzy actually answered. I feel bad because Cal said it first. So, Cal, you got an answer?
Michael Scotty Miller.
Yeah, that's what my guess.
That is correct. Did you had it, Izzy?
That's what I would have guessed, yeah.
See, it's not as bad as you thought.
And I've never seen The Office. It's from The Office, right?
Yes, yeah. But you still knew Michael Scott.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 3 points for Cal. I did. You guys are actually going to be a little bit of a beneficiary on these, depending on how difficult you think they are. But I tried to make the clues even more obvious than usual because the last theme game I did, it did not go so well. There was a lot of rough patches there, so I was worried maybe I was making the clues too hard. So hopefully you guys get an easier time with it. Okay, so we'll go to the second one. A small animal companion to a Disney princess under the sea and AFC South running back. And this one has a little poetic license to it in that the spelling that overlaps is the same, but the sounds are slightly different if you actually say each word separately.
Cal, I'll give it a try.
Okay.
Sebastian Nyheim Hines.
That is a good guess, but incorrect. I'm sorry. Because that's what I said before. That's more of the letter is going. It's just the N. So, yeah, it has to be the sound. So it's just Izzy and David. You can, once you get it wrong, you can't answer again. So so you guys, that's the other thing I forgot to mention at the beginning is if you do decide you want the hint, you all have to agree, which in this case would just be the two of you have to agree on which hint you're taking a hint and which hint you're taking. So you can get that hint if you feel you need it, or you guys can think a little longer here. I'll shut up and let you think.
I might need that hint. What about you, Izzy?
Yeah.
Should we go with the team or the character?
Oh, I think we got the character because yeah. I didn't know the character until Cal said the character, but now that sounds
hopefully,
right.
Hopefully that's right. I'm assuming it is.
I think yeah. It sounds right to me.
So give us the team.
It's Rocky. The crab thing, right? It's a crab, I think, or lobster. I don't know. It's something. Yeah, something. Yeah, so we'll take the team.
The team is the Tennessee Titans.
You said running back, right?
AFC South running back, yes. Tennessee Titans running back, I guess I can say now.
I don't know if Sebastian is right because that just does not seem to fit with any of these running backs I've got here. So we might need to get another clue about the character, movie character.
Do you want that? As he's got to sign off on that.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Okay. Hopefully you know the character then, because the name of the character is also the name of a type of fish, and the character itself is a fish. I know Russ would know this.
Hmm.
Well, he's a big Disney guy, right?
Yeah.
He's a big Disney
guy. So it's a type of fish.
Yes, that's the name is a type of fish. Yep.
I don't think I've ever seen the mermaid. It's not the mermaid. What is it called?
The Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid.
Yeah. That is the movie we're talking about. I will give you that.
Izzy doesn't give himself enough credit. He knows pop culture real well.
I know.
The mermaid. That's.
I'm curious, Kat, do you know the character? No. Don't say it.
I don't think I do.
Yeah, I think this is one that's going to have to be a goose egg for us. What do you think, Izzy?
I'm trying to think of what could flow into the last names just as a fish, because I don't fish, but I feel like I should know what a fish's name is. But I'm gonna bow for sake of time.
Yeah, same here.
Okay. Russ would be very disappointed in you guys. The answer is Flounderick Henry. The character's name is Flounder.
All day I would have been there.
Yeah, the Little Mermaid had Sebastian as one of her little companions, but she also had a fish named Flounder. So, unfortunately, you guys didn't know that one. So, no points. No. So, still just Cal 3. Nobody else has anything. Okay, one. Here's one, Izzy, that has nothing to do with pop culture.
Okay.
Dynasty podcaster and writer, probably best known for his Dynasty and Chill podcast and NFC North tight end.
Dynasty and Chill podcast, huh?
Cal might have a bit of an advantage on this one because I know he does some work for DLF.
Yeah, it's the NFC North tight end that's getting me here.
I'll hang up and listen.
Man, I thought you might know this one, Izzy. I'm sorry.
No, I don't. I'm not good with my podcasters either. Along with not watching TV, I also don't listen to anything either. So that doesn't help.
The podcaster I know, in case he's listening, I know exactly who this is.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want him to be pissed at me. Like, I don't know who you are. Yeah. I don't know your podcast.
Exactly. I know exactly who the podcaster is trying to figure out, okay, I don't think this is a starting tight end. Maybe I'm wrong.
Can we go back to Michael Scotty Miller?
I know, I feel bad. Izzy actually knew that one.
Yeah,
and that one chimed in like a half second too late. Yeah,
yeah. I'm going to need to. I don't think I know the podcaster, so I'm going to need a hint about that. But I suspect Cal, like, you want the other.
He's going to want the hint about the team.
Yeah, we might be in a tight spot there, because I think we might be stuck on some different things here.
Well, to be fair, if I don't know the name of the podcaster, then the hint probably isn't going to give me much. So. That's my argument, I guess, for giving me at least that hint first.
Right. And you did say the podcaster first, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll take, for strategic purposes, I'm going to split the tie, and I'm going to agree with whatever David said, because we're already down
a
point
on Calvin. There we go. So,
yeah, I'm good with that.
You okay with going with that, Cal?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay. So that would mean we've given a clue to the podcaster. This may or may not help you guys. The podcaster has the same last name as a Cardinals running back. If you think about actually the whole thing, David. You should.
Oh, yeah. I know it now.
Yeah, I don't know the first name, but it's a Mr. Connor Smith Jr.
No, wait. I will give you this if after I say this, you just get it right. Okay. Remember what the theme is, David.
So I'll go Izzy. So do I get to lock in? Do I get to try to steal here?
Go ahead, Izzy.
No.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead, David.
Oh, fish, so he gets fish, it? Fish Connor Smith Jr.
All right. No,
or Scott, probably Scott Connor Smith Jr.
Yeah, well, I'll give it to you, because you got the name part.
Yeah. All right, that's very charitable.
How many guesses does a guy get? What kind of game show is this?
I was getting caught up there because I just had that one letter last time. I was getting caught up on, I was trying to fit Connor into, I was thinking, does Connor Cook still play in the NFL?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be the whole thing. It's just,
wait, so you're telling me that a Scott is a more popular first name than Fish? Come on. I don't know why I said Fish.
Yeah, Scott Connor at Charles Chill on Twitter. He's all right, great.
I'll give him a follow.
Yeah, I know. I know him now. I know that. I know him. Yes, I'm aware.
Very smart dude. I love his podcast. Okay, so we'll move to the next one. Pixar character with a movie centered around their whereabouts, and AFC South tight end. I know. I still Izzy's shaking his head, but he's going to know this when he hears what the thing is.
Oh, David.
Yes.
Oh, AFC South?
Yes.
Or you NFC South?
AFC South.
Hmm.
No?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I know the movie. I'm trying to go through the tight ends here. Oh, David.
David.
Finding Nemo, Ali Cox.
Yes, that's correct. That's
damn.
Good job.
So David got two for the last one because there was the hint there, and he got three for this one. So now it's five David, three Cal. And Izzy, as he expected, has struggled a little bit in this game. Even though he had the first answer right. And this is the one I told you guys I before the show, I'm worried that none of you will know. So this is a pop culture reference. And it's not super obvious like Nemo. So we'll see. This could be another zero. I hope not. But humorous song performed by Matt Damon in a 2004 movie, an AFC North wide receiver.
Pass.
Yeah, I knew Izzy wasn't getting this one. I was worried about anybody getting this one. And by the looks on at least Cal's face, I'm not sure he knows it. So. I was talking to you guys before the show. I forget if Cal was here or not. I did ask a bunch because I was that worried about you guys not knowing it. And like 12 out of 15 people knew it. So I was hoping one out of three at least would know it if the three of you didn't know it. And I'm not sure if anybody does or not. David's kind of stone-faced over there, so I'm not sure if he has any idea what we're talking about or not. So.
I have no idea on the song, but I'm just writing down wide receivers.
Yeah.
If you maybe we can get a hint about the song at some point.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get the song if you don't already know it, so this might end up being a zero, but I can give you a hint if you want.
Is the song from a movie, or is it like Saturday Night Live?
It's from a movie.
Okay.
Well, let's get the hint.
Yeah, I think we need to handle the movie.
The theme hint? Okay. The song is from the 2004 movie Eurotrip, and it's about the singer having sex with the main character's girlfriend, and he is unaware.
David.
Yes.
Scotty doesn't know Del Beckham.
Yes, somebody knew it. Wow. Thank God.
Wow.
Whew, that was a deep pull. I haven't seen that. What did you say? What movie did you say? Or the Eurotrip? Yeah, Eurotrip. Yes, I do remember that song.
Yeah, so it's really funny if you ever see the movie. But apparently, Izzy has, and Cal have not. So
no, I haven't.
Okay, this next one I think is one that everybody can get. So it's just a matter of how quick you might be. And just by the way, another two for David. So it's seven David, three Cal.
How many points do I have, Rocky?
That would be zero, Izzy.
Thank you.
Sure. Two more games to come, though, Izzy. You got to get two out of three to win the night, or a three-way tie and win a tiebreaker. So plenty of time to come back. And technically, I think you're not out of this, but you would have to probably get all three of the next ones right. This is normally we do active players, but this is a former NFC South running back from 2008 to 2018 and former sports broadcaster who was as cool as the other side of the pillow.
You said running back?
Yes.
NFC South running back.
NFC South running back 08 to 18?
Yes. He did play 1 year with another team, but he's the whole rest of his career was with this NFC South team.
Oh,
Cal. Jonathan Stewart Scott.
That is correct.
Oh, damn. I was going the other way. My Stewart Scott, and I couldn't think of the player.
Yep, I said player first. So the
Man, Stuart Scott was so good, huh?
Yeah. That's why I figured you guys would know Stuart Scott. So
yeah.
So it's so you told us player first.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, missed that.
Whatever the clue was first. Like I said, former NFC, so whatever part
comes
first in the answer. Yeah. So 7, David. Cal is now at 6 with getting 3 on that one. And Izzy has 0.
Thank you.
No problem. Okay, another one here. Animated character featured in a sequel to a movie mentioned previously in this game, an AFC East wide receiver.
I'm going to need a hint on the animated sequel character at some point.
Okay, AFC East wide receiver, you said, right?
Yes. Is he, we're not very far from pop culture, not factoring into this game pretty much at all.
I still don't have any clue.
And I'm pretty sure that we have one more name game answer, and then we'll move on to another game. I'm pretty sure you're not
going to know the name. AFC
East wide receiver.
Oh, I feel like I've got I might have the two names, but I'm trying to make it work.
You guys want a hint yet, or?
Yeah,
give me 1 second here.
Oh, is he maybe has an idea here?
I don't. I'm trying to see if my first guess, my first part, would flow with any of the receivers here.
Gotcha,
David.
Time ran out on you, Izzy. Maybe, David.
I don't know if this is the full name of the movie, but it's just the character?
It's just the character, yes. It doesn't have to be the movie.
Dory Elijah Moore?
Yep, that's it.
Man, that's good. That's good.
The movie would have worked too, though. It's actually also called Finding Dory. So.
Okay.
I was trying to make Amari Cooper work in there somehow. I knew it was Dory, but I didn't have the wide receiver.
It was AFC's, Cal.
Oh, God.
You were screwed from the get-go there.
for what it's worth, I wrote NFC East down for the start. We'll have to look back at the recording, but you may be right. Maybe we both just thought it was NFC
East. Yeah, I have AFC East written down. I don't know if I said it wrong. I thought I said AFC East.
No, and then you did correct it later. Or
I couldn't get Finding Dorial Green Beckham out of my mind.
Oh, I like that. That's great, actually, because it flows perfectly. So you knew Dory, then you just couldn't.
Because he said it was a sequel, and I knew that his what the hell's that fish's name? The first fish,
Nemo.
Yeah, I know Nemo and his friend or girlfriend Dory or sister. Yes. Whatever the hell he is. Yeah.
And actually, we're gonna do it because I have it on here. But this last one here, is this the last one? I think it is. Yeah. This last one here is just for fun because David actually has 10, Cal has 6, and you can only get 3 points. So
how many points do I have?
That would be nil.
Still nil. Okay.
Okay. this is another one I wasn't sure if you're not totally familiar with the show, you might not know because it's an actor name, as you're about to see. So it's a NFC North wide receiver and an actor who plays one of the main characters on Parks and Rec.
It's the character's name or the actor?
The actor's name. And remember the theme.
I know the actor.
Oh, what the hell?
I would think you could get the player. It's not.
It's okay. Remind me the division again so I don't get it wrong.
NFC North wide receiver, and then the actor. I can read the actor clue again if you need me to. But
okay, Cal.
Cal.
Devontae Adams Scott.
Yes, that was it. David, did you know that one or?
I did not know the actor's name. No, really bad at actor's name.
I'm gonna assume Izzy didn't know that one.
never seen the show in my life.
Great show. Okay.
So we're finally done with that. We got it out of the way. So it ended up actually 10-9, but in favor of David. So David's up 1-0. And David is the winner of that game. I will let you pick. You want to go with name game 2.0 or this guy or that guy?
Yeah, let's double down name game 2.0.
Sorry, Izzy. Double name game, Rocky?
Yeah, so I mean, it's a different type of name game. So the way this works is I am going to give you a sort of, most of these are sort of weird scenarios or weird descriptions of something. And your answer is going to be a player's full name. I can give you an example from the last time I did it, because I know that's kind of a confusing explanation, which is that, like I said, I think one of the ones on the last one was if you were to give a religious speech while shooting a three-pointer, you could call it this. And the answer was Trey Sermon. You get where this is going now?
Yeah, I'm screwed.
Oh, sorry, Izzy.
I like it.
It's all kinds of things like that. And you get 2 points if you get it with no hint. The only hint I have is to give you the conference and division, sort of like we do for the name game from the get-go. There's no other way to really give a clue for this one. So we'll try this out, and maybe you'll get lucky, as you will see. But the first clue is if the only place you can find an animal is in large areas of grassy lands, you could say it lives blank blank. I will tell you, I'll give you a hint that the word only is a very key word here. It only lives.
Can you give me this hint, if you want to call it a hint?
Do you guys all want the hint, or you want to think?
Sorry, not a hint, but can you repeat whatever you...
If the only place you could find a certain animal is in a large... The animal doesn't matter. That's not... If the only place you can find an animal is in large areas of grassy lands, you could say it lives blank blank. And it's the name of a player. Some of these are easier than this one, I will tell you that.
So is this one considered hard?
Harder than some of the other ones. Maybe easier than some of the other ones.
Oh, man.
I know I'm not getting invited back on this show, that's for sure.
Well, normally we don't do two different kinds of name games, so I apologize that this happened.
So it was bad luck, huh?
Yeah.
This one doesn't have any pop culture to it, though, so
yeah,
I feel like we're a little bit more even playing ground, field here. Even grassy ground,
we'll even say. Grassy ground, yeah. Yeah, think about what it's saying in there.
I think I can just name the name. Yeah, you just have
to say the name of a player.
Yeah, it's Justin Fields.
Cal.
Oh, I will give you that because I didn't say you had to use your name as a buzzer, which you should. But you're right; it's Justin Fields. You could find it lives Justin Fields.
Yeah. Nicely done.
But like the name game, you should be doing the name thing. But I didn't say that at the beginning.
I love how it took us 2 minutes and we both got it at the same time.
I know,
literally the same time.
And each of these, like I said, is worth 2 points, or 1 point if you have to take the hint, which, like I said, is just the division they're in. So it's
Can you guys edit in canned applause for me?
Okay, I'll tell Russ to do that.
Thank you.
Okay, this one I think is easier. If the genius behind SFB was from a city in Massachusetts, you could call him this.
Izzy.
Yes.
Boston Scott.
Correct. Izzy, this is your game.
I'm liking this one.
Very nice. Nicely done. Nicely done.
And there's I have 7 of these all together. So Izzy's got the first two. So 4-0 on you guys. Okay, next one. If the quarterback of the Vikings had certain religious beliefs, he could be called this.
Repeat that again, please.
If the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings.
Cal. Oh, he got it.
Cal.
Christian Kirk.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Nicely done.
Okay, so 4 Izzy, 2 Cal. David's still not on the board on this one. Okay. Some of these, I think, get a little harder now, so we'll see how it goes. If a correctional officer were to get injured in a prison riot, he might say this. There's a little poetic license in this one, too. But
is a correctional officer is important to this, or is that just kind of a
yes?
It's pretty elaborate.
Very much so. This one's a little bit of a stretch, like I said. But I kind of liked it, so I included it.
Can you repeat it again?
Yeah. If a correctional officer were to get injured in a prison riot, he might say this. And like I said, I can give you the division of the player to try and help you narrow it down if and when you guys need it. And like the name game, I'll say you'll have to kind of agree to take the hint.
Well, I'll be ready whenever you guys are. Take your time.
I'm thinking as if I'm pretending like I'm actually going to get the answer. Yeah, so this is all just a front. I'm ready for the hint.
Injured in a prison riot. This is.
I'm sure we're going to kick ourselves. Clever. Yeah. Once he says it, I'm sure it'll make sense.
And actually, I think I just said the division. I think what I did last time we did this is I also gave the position, just like the kind of the answers for the name. So I'm going to do that as well, which is NFC East quarterback.
Is he?
Cal.
Yes. Jalen Hurts.
Yes. Get it, Jalen Hurts.
Nice. That's okay, good. I get it now.
I like it.
I feel like this would be right up Hurley's alley, is he?
Yeah. Yeah, this definitely. I feel like I have a potential to actually win this game because of Hurley's tutelage.
Yes, he's very big on the wordplay and the puns.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, we got number five here. It's that was 1 point for that one. So it's 5 for Izzy, 2 for Cal. David with the nil this time.
Yeah, you know, I will say.
I made my points. I'm good.
That one should have been, we should have gotten that one.
You're right.
I will say this one has a similarity to that in the poetic license category, if you understand why I said that for the last one. Mm-hmm. So if you were to use a hot iron to burn a symbol onto the arms of Gordon Ramsay and Emeril Lagasse, you could say you were doing this.
David, Brandon Cooks.
Yes.
All right, I got it. You got it just a split second late.
Nice.
I was like, Jared Cook. Red Cook.
Okay, we got two more. It's 5. I actually didn't realize that. It's 5-2-2, which with that answer by David means... either of you two get both of the next two on the first one, you beat Izzy. Otherwise, it's Izzy's game or all a right. tie, depending on how it plays out. But let me give you the next one. If a man were to have a slip of the hand using a Manscaped product, he may do this. This one's possibly a little tricky.
This is a family show, right? just thinking of the Manscaped products. Right. So it's just like,
sort of.
Can you repeat the clue one more time for me?
Yeah, if a man were to have a slip of the hand using a Manscaped product, he may do this. And like I said, you guys can always take the hint. But that pretty much means you're playing for a tie if one of you two gets it right.
I'm assuming it's the action that happens with the product, not like something that happens after the product, after the use of the product to clean up or whatever.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I got nothing. I'll take the hint whenever you guys are ready.
Yeah, I guess we need it.
Is that where you are, Izzy?
Yeah, I'll take it. I got to play defense at this point.
AFC North running back.
Izzy, Nick Chubb.
Yep. and that means Izzy takes the game. He's up 6-2-2. There's only one left. But of course, we're going to do it because I don't prepare these not to do them. So if a Giants tight end and a prominent fantasy analyst from the site Established the Run appeared on a show together, the producers would need to do this to make sure they're heard properly.
Izzy.
Yes.
Sterling Shepard?
No.
Oh. I just went with heard.
He didn't listen to the rest of the clip.
No, probably not. I just heard heard and Shepard.
So one of you two will clearly finish second here. Unless nobody gets it right.
Repeat the clue one more time for me.
Sure. If a giant, a specific Giants tight end and a prominent fantasy analyst from the site Established the Run appeared on a show together, the producers would need to do this to make sure they're heard properly. Wrong heard, Izzy.
Yeah, I thought it was wordplay here.
I know who the analyst is and the tight end are. I'm trying to put it together, though. Am I going to feel like an idiot here?
And see, I thought this was just a very large tight end that you were talking about for a second, a giant tight end. No. But now I'm on track. Now I'm
New
on
York track. Giants tight end. Yes.
Use this to make sure they're heard properly.
Yes. Since this one's just for fun, I'm going to speed it up a little bit. Look right in front of your face, Cal.
Okay.
Because you're the one I see a prominent version of this. Izzy, you want to guess? It's just for fun anyway.
No, I mean, okay. it's Mike something.
And if Mike Evans?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, I thought you said Giants. Oh, title.
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. Evan Ingram and Evan Silva.
Oh, gotcha.
So okay. You would have to Mike Evans.
Yeah.
I had to do two Evans.
And I was like, Hulk, what? Because Cal's got a Hulk got image behind him.
I kept thinking the New York Giants the entire time. I couldn't get off the Giants.
Yeah.
After I guessed Sterling Shepard, I was still stuck on.
Oh, Giants. You were thinking it was a Giants player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to Mike Evans. Like that.
You would have to Mike Evans.
Well, clever. Yes. That was a good name.
I know. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that one went to Izzy. So it's one for Izzy, one for David.
All right.
Cal, you're not tie this because then I got to come up with a tiebreaker. So, so we got our last game here. Izzy won that one. So actually, no one really goes first in this game. So, but we'll start with Izzy because there's a second part of it. But let me tell you, explain the rules. This guy or that guy. So basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you. This is what we needed the paper for, by the way, that I told you about pre-show. I'm going to give you two players. One's going to be designated A. One's going to be designated B. And you have to tell me. Which one moved more in Superflex overall DLF ADP from January to now? June ADP is out. So which one moved more spots up or down? Some of these, most of these I think are up or down together, but there's a couple I think that I even included. One guy went up, one guy went down. So you just said it's, you know, there's no negative to it, just absolute value. Which guy moved more spots either way? And then that, when I give you the two names, you're going to pick A or B. I'll say like 3, 2, 1. You can hold up your papers and each will get a point if you get it right. Whoever, you know, if you get A or B right, you get a point for that. Then we're going to go around whether you get it right or wrong. You still get to participate in the second part, which is then you then have to guess how far they did move. And whoever gets that closest gets another point. So and everybody can get
overall, not positional.
Correct. So if you think they moved from like, you know, round down, it would be 12, not just where they moved in quarterback ADP or running back ADP. Yes. So everybody, does it make sense to everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your first, and I tried to use mostly guys that would have a reason to move from January to June, not just like random, you know, variants of people drafting. So most of these have some reason they might have moved up or down. So the first two are Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams. So everybody decide which one you want to go with.
Which one's?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't say A or B. That was my bad. Aaron Rodgers A, Davante Adams B. Which one moved more in ADP from January to June?
So who's A and who's B again?
Aaron Rodgers is A, Davante Adams is B.
And it's in Superflex rankings, right?
Yes. Everybody ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. A for Izzy, B for Cal and David. And the answer is B. Davante Adams moved down more spots. I didn't mean to say down, but I think you guys could guess that they both moved down. So so you all get to guess though on how much Davante Adams moved. So Izzy, I'll start with you since, and we'll go clockwise. We're going to take turn. We're going to rotate who starts each one. Izzy, How many spots do you think Davante Adams moved in ADP from January to June?
I'm going to say 13.
13 for Izzy. David, you, that means you go next. I'm going to go clockwise on my screen.
14.
14 for David.
I'll say 15.
And not a bad strategy there, but one of you should have gone down because it was 12. So Izzy gets the point for that.
Wow, so Aaron Rodgers moved down less than that? That's crazy.
Yeah, he actually, yeah, I was going to give you that after we do each one. I'll let you know. And you each get a point for that one because you two got the right answer and Izzy got the actual numbers or the closest to the actual number. Rodgers only moved 10 spots, 16 to 26. A lot of these are going to be pretty close. That's kind of the point. So, okay, ready for your next one. Who moved more, Cam Akers or T. Higgins?
From January to June.
Yes. I mainly threw Akers in here just because of the hype he's been getting all offseason. So.
What's the who's A and who's B?
I keep doing that. Cam Akers, A. I'm just going with the first one will be A, but A, Cam Akers. I should be saying it. A, Cam Akers, B, T. Higgins. That's my bad. Everybody ready? 3, 2, 1. I got a B from Izzy, a B from David, a B from Cal. And you were all correct. So
I figured they play some reverse psychology on us. Yeah.
Yeah.
It actually may be closer than you think, though. But I am going to start with David on how far did T. Higgins move in positional, I'm sorry, overall ADP?
I'm going to go 20.
David says 20. Cal?
Man, that feels like a lot. I'm going to go with 14.
Damn. man, you guys don't give me much of a window here. That sucks. Shoot, that's not good. From January. See, my initial guess would have been 18.
Is that your current guess?
I'm gonna go 17 so I can get an extra spot.
Okay. And the point will, though, go to Cal because it was 15.
Ooh.
He went from 56 to 71. Akers moved up 12 spots from 34 to 22 since the end of season ADP to now, so, or after season ADP to now.
Yeah,
so he started higher and had less to go. That's...
Yeah, then that made sense. But like I said, I think it might have been a little closer than I don't know. Maybe it wasn't closer than you guys thought. But only three the spot difference there that they moved. So down and up. So
that's where I should have just since you said that these would be somewhat close. I didn't think Akers moved that much, so I don't. I should have.
Yeah, that's true. I gave a little bit away there. You didn't take advantage, David. But Cal gets 2 points for that one since he got the right answer and was the closest. So he's up 3-2. We'll move to the next one. I believe I have 7 of these all together. So we're on to our third one. And this one's a little different. So Deshaun Watson or B, Josh Jacobs. Who moved more from January to June? You're all ready? 3, 2, 1. Izzy's giving me a B, which should be Jacobs. The other two are giving me A's, which should be Watson. And Izzy is correct. Mm. So Izzy gets the point. Only one gets the point for that part. And we'll start with Cal this time. How much did Jacobs move from January to June? Oh, actually, I'm sorry. I did math wrong. Izzy is not correct. The other two are correct. Damn. They get the points. I apologize. I just realized it looking at it. I'm sorry, Izzy. I apologize for getting your hopes
it's
up.
It's already done.
Sorry. But yeah, it is Watson that moved more, not Jacobs. I wrote the wrong, either wrote the wrong number down or did math wrong. I'm not sure which
one.
Can
you double check the math, please?
I'm positive on the math. Okay. Now that I'm looking at it, I think I might have typoed the wrong number. I'm not sure, but it's definitely Watson that moved more. So that is what you were guessing, Cal. How much did Watson move from. Again, I apologize if you're forgetting that wrong there.
That's right.
But I am positive it is the correct answer. Not that I screwed up in typing it. Not now. But anyway, Cal, on you.
I feel like this could be a big number. I'll say two full rounds. I go 24.
Cal says 24. What do you say, Izzy?
I'm going to say 30.
Izzy says 30. What about you, Dave?
23.
And this time I am correct that Izzy does get the point for this one.
Wow.
Watson moved 37 spots.
Whoa.
Was 4 in January, 41 in June. Jacobs moved 34 spots. It was 27 to 61. I had typed on my sheet here 44, not 34. That was the cause of the confusion. I apologize, Izzy, but it was 34, 27 to 61.
I figured Watson might have held a little bit more value because he's a quarterback.
And yeah, Jacobs, I know, started up higher. Yeah. Everybody, it's very even. It's 4-3 right now with Cal with the 4 because of that last round. So previous to this one. So we'll move on to the next one. And your two guys are A, James Robinson, B, Russell Gage. Who moved more? Everybody ready?
A, James Robinson, B, Russell Gage.
Yes, and obviously they could have moved up or down, which I think you guys can figure out is probably the case here. But which one moved more in whatever direction they moved? Already? Okay, 3, 2, 1. Izzy gives me a B, David gives me a B, Cal gives me an A. The answer is A, James Robinson.
Damn.
So, Izzy, we're back to you. For the extra point here, Cal gets the only point for that one, and you need to guess how far did James Robinson move?
46.
Izzy says 46. David,
that's a good guess. I don't want to give too much space here to Cal either.
Like you guys trying to game theory it a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit strategery here. So you said 47?
He said 46.
46. I'll say 36.
36 to David. So Cal.
So do I think he moved 4 rounds or do I think he moved less basically? Man, I think you guys put me in a tight spot there. That's a good guess, David. Good job.
That was the plan.
See, my gut initially said he had to have moved somewhere close to 50, but now I'm kind of second guessing that a little bit. Izzy said 46.
Yes. 46. And David, I believe, said 36.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to split the difference and say 41.
Oh, I think I'm good.
Yep, Izzy gets the points for that one.
I think it might be over 50.
Because you said that it's 50, exactly.
Yeah, is
it? Wow.
He went from 58 to 108. Gage moved up 44 spots from 204 to 160. So Izzy gets the point. It is 5, Cal, 4, Izzy, 3, David. Still anybody's game with 3 questions left. Okay, next one. A, Jalen Hurts. B, Myles Gaskin. You guys, a couple of you look like you're still thinking, so I didn't want to say ready yet, but.
I'm ready.
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 Okay, you ready? Okay, 3, 2, 1. Got a B from Izzy, which would be Hurts. Gaskin. A from David, which is Hurts. And B from Cal, which is Gaskin. The answer is B, Myles Gaskin. So we start with David this time. How much did Myles Gaskin move?
I'll say, if Hurts moved similarly, maybe. I will say 40.
David says 40, Cal.
Well, see, I was thinking this was a lower number. Yeah, I'll say 10.
Oh, yeah. I think I get this one. I'm going to say 41 and just take the over on that.
And actually, Cal was right.
No way.
It is a low. I thought this might screw you guys up. That's part of the reason I included these two guys together. It's Gaskin.
No
moves
way.
Gaskin moves six spots.
What?
From January to June?
Yep. 89-83. Wow. People still are not drafting him, despite the fact that the Dolphins didn't draft anybody.
I know Hertz's value in the DLF calculator has gone up.
It may have, but he went from 30. He started high in January. He was 36 already in January and moved to 32.
No, that makes sense. That's weird.
Yeah.
This is why I don't like ADP. Because I will tell you from right now that you can't trading for Gaskins, you could have gotten him for so much cheaper.
Yeah, that's true.
Than you can now. And the same thing with Hurts. And it's not a half a round difference.
Well, and was Wentz still with Philly at that point?
He was.
Oh, yeah. Hurts is the original, original spot is January. So, yes, Wentz was there for quite a few years. Yeah.
And they didn't draft anybody, and it only changed four spots.
I know. I was surprised too by both of these. That's why I included them together. Actually,
that's wow. I thought I was guaranteed to win that one with 41. Yeah. That's crazy.
I would have thought it was much bigger too. That's why I. That's like I said. That's why I put them together. Right now it is Cal 7, Izzy 5, and David 3. So it's I think there may be an avenue for David to at least tie, but it's going to be really tough. And Cal and Izzy, is still up in the air there. But
who won the first game?
That was David, which means we could be on the verge of a three-way tie.
That's my only chance is that tiebreaker. I have a tiebreaker,
and it's actually related to this game. So it's just going to be used for the overall thing. Unless Izzy and Cal tie, which then I'll have to come up with a different tiebreaker.
You might need two.
Huh?
You might need two tiebreakers.
I know, exactly. That's what I'm a little worried about, because you guys are close. And we only got two questions left. Okay. The next one is Melvin Gordon A or Mark B, Marquise Brown. Who moved more? You guys look fairly ready already. 3, 2, 1. All A's, all wrong.
Wow.
Marquise Brown moved more. This is the sixth one. So that would be Cal would start with this one. How much did Marquise Brown move? Which, by the way, that officially eliminates David from tying this, since he didn't get that point. So I think you pretty much need everybody to get everything wrong and you to get the right answer on the second part as well to tie. So
that's okay.
But you still got a chance with the if we end up 1-1-1.
Marquise Brown. Let's see. Man. Yeah, I guess I shouldn't give too much of my thought process away, huh?
Probably not. Might make for better podcasting, but doesn't make for better game strategy.
Right. Gosh. I'll say 25.
Cal says 25. Izzy?
It's a really good guess. I'm going to say 27, because that's the number I was going to say.
And David?
I got to try to squeeze Izzy here to give Cal the game, so I'll say 28.
And honestly, it wouldn't matter what you said there, because the answer was 27.
Oh, man.
Let's go. Look at that.
None of the antics, David. Not going to work this time, buddy.
Oh, man.
Brown went from 106 to 133 for a move of 27. And Gordon went from 103 to 123, so only 20 for him.
I'm surprised by
that. He was very low to begin with, so I guess that was part of it. But so was Brown. So
I think I've only gotten one of these right, by the way. One of the actual letters.
I'm not sure. I don't remember what you have, but you have points in every single round. So I don't know how many the closest one on the number, and I don't remember. But you were the only one to get a point this round. So it's 7-6-3, because you all got the first part wrong. And we're on the last question. Oh, so
here we go, Cal.
Yeah. Go, <Gitter. laughs> Pressure's on. A, Jared Goff. B, Hayden Hurst. January to June.
Oh, man.
I'll still like you're thinking. I'll give you a few seconds here. Pressure's on.
Man, I'm getting all these wrong. I'm getting all the players wrong. I'm getting the value or the
ADP, I know, it's funny. Right. You're getting the movement right. You're just getting which one is more wrong. David's praying. Cal pulls us out here. So you guys all ready?
Ready.
Yeah. Okay. 1, 3, 2, 1. Damn. You know, all B's.
And we're all wrong.
Nope, you're actually all right.
Okay,
all right.
All right.
So that kind of washes, which means, Izzy, you need to get this right to tie. You need the one to be closest to tie, and you also start this one.
Oh, that's shitty.
Cal, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I'm 100% with you.
All righty.
So who goes second here?
David.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
Just the way it works.
All right, I got a.
Could have gotten more right, Izzy.
I got a number in my head.
I think you have to nail this. Like, I think your only chance is nail it on the head.
He's done it before.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. You guys.
I know, but this
totally game theory him out of getting this, and it's to your benefit to both of you to do so.
Yep.
And if he's doing these where they're close, and I would say Goff probably only went down 2 rounds. God. So he could have gone down. I'm going to say this number is in my mind. It's probably wrong, even though it's way above 2 rounds. But I'm going to say 39.
Izzy says 39. I think I have an idea of what David and Cal are going to say. But David?
I'll take the over 40.
And I'll take the under
38. you guys are smart. I'm double checking myself before I give you the answer because I have the ADP up. I just want to make sure I have this exactly right before.
It must be close then.
Yeah.
It actually isn't that close, but if I have it right, just something Izzy said made me want to double check myself. Okay. I was right. So, it is 52.
Wow.
Hurst went from 173 to 225.
Wow.
And Goff went 51.
No,
46
shit.
To 97.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, like they're going to have to be passing the heck out of that ball. I don't know.
So I forget who got that right, but either way Cal wins. Which means it's 1-1-1. Which doesn't happen very often. You'd be surprised. It usually ends up with somebody with at least two. So the tiebreaker.
I'm gonna put in an official rule request. We should also write down the number instead of going in order. So like numbers go up at the same time.
Oh,
okay.
That would make this whole like tomfoolery.
You have to come with a marker though next time, Izzy. Because
yeah, right.
That would take forever.
That is a good point. Would make it even more less chance to game theory, like they just did. So that's a Bosch specialty. If you ever listen to this show, he loves to he plays the game more than he actually the game theory of it more than trying to get the answer right. So what I'm gonna do? I had a tiebreaker for this game. It's what I'm gonna use for the tiebreaker for the whole night. So I one guy, and you just have to tell me how much moved, and that is what we are going to do. We are going to write it down.
Like Final Jeopardy.
Yes. So just make sure you write over it a few times, Izzy, since the other two guys have markers. Okay. So the guy we are going to do, how much did he move in ADP, is Mike Davis. January to June. Whoever gets the closest gets the tiebreaker, wins the night. Very good, night, by the way. 3 is each winning a game. And this last one was pretty competitive.
Can you give us some Jeopardy music, Rocky?
Do, 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 do. I'm horrible. I can't sing. So
I'm in. Guys,
Okay. Izzy's got his. You two let me know when you got it, and then we'll all hold him up at the same time. Well, no, I guess we can just go around, because at that point it doesn't matter. And I'll just that way I can make sure I can see each one, and I'll say them to the listeners, because it's not like anybody can change their answer at that point.
All right, you guys ready?
Wait, hang on. No, not
give
yet.
Give me another minute here.
Oof, I'm torn on whether this should be.
And there's not another player to compare him to.
Right.
Yep. So one guy, how much did he move? Whoever gets closest wins the night.
All right, I'm ready.
And I think is that you, David, said you were ready?
That's right. So
I'm ready.
Okay, Cal, you ready?
I'm ready.
You want to do it all at once or just go around real quick?
Go around to increase the.
Okay, yeah, let's do Izzy started the last one. So, David, what was your number?
26.
David said 26. Cal.
Holy fuck. I am so. Wow. I might be really wrong on this.
Is it 48?
I'm way Cal's over that.
48.
I'm 88.
Izzy is 88, and he is way over that, but he is the one who wins the tiebreaker.
Wow.
I would have figured round 14 to round 7, which is around 82 or 84, really? And I added a little bit.
That much.
And it was even more than that. Mike, well, remember, in January, Mike Davis was Christian McCaffrey's backup.
True.
But anyway, the correct answer was 100 exactly.
Wow.
It went from 205 to 105.
Wow.
So congrats, Izzy. Sure he was going to lay. He did bomb the name game just like he thought. But he
got goosed in the name game.
Yeah, but he did. And the name game's in every episode. So you might, when you come back, you might have a little trouble, Izzy. But you gotta pull out those other ones. So
here you go, guys. I got a message for you guys. Hold on. Where is it?
What does that say? 28-3.
28-3, baby.
Izzy pulled a Patriots 28-3. But no, this was a really good one, very competitive, especially even that last game was competitive at 3. David's like maybe a little bit. But definitely a fun night. So Izzy, congrats on the win. You're gonna have to come back for the Tournament of Champions now. But again, y'all won a game. No shame in losing a tiebreaker at the end. So, Izzy, I want to thank you for coming on. We're going to go around real quick to everybody, but as the winner, you'll be the first to sign off here. Tell people where to find you, plug anything you want to plug.
Well, what if I want to listen to these guys sign off? Can I do that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give you guys, though. I mean, just cause I'm a winner, but I'm not going to walk off the court without shaking hands. You know, exchanging pleasantries, but you can find me at DTC_IzzyE or Dynasty Trade Calculator Podcast. I don't have a SoundCloud to promote or anything like that.
Okay. And David, you want to tell people where they can find you? Anything else you want to let people know before we finish up here?
Yeah. Thanks, Rocky. This was a ton of fun. Great meeting you, Izzy and Cal. You can find me at Fantasy Forecaster, CSTR. I'm there and I help commissioners automate their processes and automate their leagues. So give me a shout if you need help with spreadsheets or anything like that. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot for coming on, David. Good night here. And Cal, you as well. I feel like you were competitive in all three games. I can't remember for sure, but I think in all three you did okay. But unfortunately, only got the one win to pull out there. So, but let's finish up here. Cal, just tell everybody where they can find you and all that good stuff.
You can find me at Calvin and Hobby, and I mostly spend my time on YouTube with on the DLF YouTube page, where I host the Ask DLF with me and Tyler Karp, and that's on Tuesday nights at 7:30. I'm also on with the Dynasty Vipers on the Vipercast, which is actually hosted by FTN, and we got a Behind the Grind series right now where we're interviewing some really cool people, so you guys need to check that out.
Yeah, it's really good. You've got a ton of big names. I know the thing you just said, Jamie Eisenberger, or was that part of the Behind the Grind? Yeah. Doing his Bobby Boucher impersonation. So.
That's right.
But yeah, this was really fun. I want to thank all three of you again for coming on. Like I said at the beginning, if you're getting sick of me, I believe Russ is going to be hosting the next DGN, so you'll get a break from me at least for one episode. But thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll be back real soon. Everybody have a good night.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night.
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty Game Night.
Guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night.
Can this really be free?
Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
Dynasty Game Night.
We'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night.
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty Game Night.
Guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night.
With a dummy.
Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
Dynasty Game Night.
We'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night.
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty Game Night.
Guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night.
Can all this really be free?
Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night.